Hi, I'm Ben Richardson, and you're listening to the Karate Podcast, where we talk about karate, the competitive sport of Kumite, and the warrior's journey. Brought to you in association with Kumite Coach, the world's first progressive online high-definition coaching platform, created by coaches and fighters for coaches, fighters, and students of karate. Join KumiteCoach.com today and take your karate to the next level. All right, guys. So welcome to another episode of the Karate Podcast. This is a special episode. We have a fantastic guest returning today in Stanislav Haruna. Everyone will know who this guy is. He is a gold medalist in the World Games, in the European Games. He's a gold medalist and European champion. He's a bronze world championship medalist and also a bronze medalist at the Olympic Games, not to mention the plethora of K1s and Premier ones he's won. And he's a fantastic coach. He's currently in Portugal doing a seminar. So if you're lucky enough to be in Portugal right now, head over and get some amazing coaching. So the last time we spoke, Stanislav, welcome. It was in 2021. The world has changed dramatically since then. So I really appreciate you fitting me in. You've just told me about your massive journey, 400 kilometers driving, then a 4-hour flight, then 2 hours driving, and then out to dinner. And now you've managed to squeeze me in at the end of the day, and I really appreciate your time. So thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for such an introduction. I got shy.
That's all right. You did all of those things. What I'd like to start with, I know a lot's gone on, but I haven't had the chance to talk to an Olympian since the Olympic Games. I would just like to take you back to that time if I could. Do you have any thoughts going back around what it was like building up towards the Olympics and what the event itself was like when you were there? How did that feel? And a little bit about your performance.
Well, that's the experience I wish to every athlete to pass through it. It's unique competition. That's the tournament that, I don't know, happens not that often for somebody, never. But it's really nice. This is the essence of all competitive life. You can feel the competition in the air, you know, when like 11,000 of people from all over the world doing different sports, they gather in one place, and this is the competition of the highest bets, and everyone wants to win, and all the thoughts there is all about the winning. And of course, really, atmosphere is very energized in that Olympic Village.
Yeah.
And the organization was top level. All the facilities we needed for the preparation, for warming up, for the living, food, everything was excellent. So big thanks, big applauses to Japan and all the people who organized that. I don't know. It was fantastic. Very stressful, very nervous, and very dramatic, but unforgettable for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. Well, this is such a mix of all these feelings, emotions, and thoughts that I never experienced before. And I'm happy that I'm so lucky to be there, to get this opportunity, and to get the medal from there. It's because it's the memory for and the result for the rest of my life. So this is the title, this is the status that will stay with me for forever. And this is what everyone cares about, you know. Nobody cares if you like regional champion or continental champion from this sport or that sport. People, if they even don't know what sport are you doing, how it looks like, what are the rules, and so on. But they know that you are Olympic medalist, and it tells to them so much. And I could, I had the chance already to feel this, how people consider me started, how did they start to consider me after Olympic Games and how it was before. It's totally different, and you know, I enjoy this.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's such a unique thing to have, and you know, I think everyone obviously in the karate world was so excited to see the karate had made it into the Olympics. What do you feel has been the benefit of having that showcase of karate at the Olympic level? Do you think that's had a positive impact on the sport to the larger public?
Yeah, from what I saw, all the fights were so intensive, such a high level, very active, very powerful, and the judgment was like very well. I can say it was very well. No complaints, because usually we do have complaints about the judgment, but that time it was like 99% perfect. So it
Nice.
all was nice, all was nice, and I think we recommended our sport in the best possible way there at the Olympic Stadium. But it's the question of a politician, political negotiations, and that's not the question about our sport, how it is. To
Sure.
be inside among the other Olympic sports. So we have what we have. We had the chance and we showed our best, that's for sure. And the rest is the responsibility of WKF. That's my opinion. If we are not there, I blame them.
Sure.
Is life. They
I
are
remember.
responsible for our sport. And if we are not in the Olympic program, after already being there. So I blame them.
Okay, well,
I
hopefully they're listening
blame
and they'll
not for
sort it out.
myself. I got that opportunity, but for the next generation, I know how people they were waiting for these Olympic Games, and I know how like all the young guys they are on fire. They dream about this. They live and they count that once in the lifetime they will have this chance to get there to the Olympic state podium. Well, that's a big deal, really, and a big business for them. And I think that like our federation, they need to change something in order to promote karate into the Olympics.
Yeah, I'd agree. And you're absolutely right. You know, it's mentioning an Olympic medal or just that you were an Olympian, you know, that you participated in such a games, that tournament has such status across cultures, across, you know, countries around the globe. Everyone knows about the Olympics. Everyone has some sort of thought around the level of athlete that performs there. And it is really, you know, the top level in all sports to reach. So to be there, I mean, it's just fantastic, and congratulations on being there. I remember in the last interview, you said that you put a lot of emphasis on play in your training and your sort of mentality around competitive karate. Was that still in place at the Olympics, or was the sort of momentous occasion, did that affect you in a different way, do you feel, or did you carry the same focus through into the tournament?
Sorry, but I didn't understand
Oh, that's
the
okay.
question.
So,
Yeah, maybe please more simple. What?
yeah. So last time we talked, you said that in your training you have a sense of play, you know, that games are important, and a lightness to the way you think about competing. Did you manage to keep that with you when you went to the Olympics, or was the pressure too great?
No, it's definitely still, I consider the fight, karate fights, as a game, because we have rules, it's not about like who is stronger, who is faster. It's about who is smarter. Karate is a very intelligent sport, and we have so many options for acting and for movements, and we play with distance, with reaction, with levels, with angles, with combinations. Come on, you can. There are so many, you know, like in chess, there are so many opportunities. And yeah, we need to work with all of that. And of course, it's a game. It's about who's smarter, who can predict. Combined, of course, with power, with energy, with speed and reaction and so on, and decision making. So it's a game. You need to find the solution. We all use the same instruments, but we do it in the different ways. So you need to adapt to your opponent and overplay him. Yeah. So this is my mindset. But for Olympic Games, of course, what I did was not only just the playing. I had a video analysis of my opponent, and I made some notes of what they do and what I have to do against them. And unfortunately, I had a very short preparation for Olympic Games, like 10 days only. So that's not enough, actually.
Yeah.
But still, I'm lucky that I had those 10 days, and at least it was enough to take the medal. But I feel, of course, that I could do did better, much better.
Yeah.
If I prepare in the professional way, you know, as sure. Like as all others athletes did.
Are you a fan of MMA?
Not much, but I like it. I like to watch some fights, and from year to year, I can see that the level of MMA fighters increases, and I can see that they become more professional. Finally, they start to use tactics, not only strengths. As I see, like what we have in our sport karate, the feeling of distance, the speed and reaction. Like if some of us can train, I don't know, 3 months is half a year, we can make a big competition there in the cage. I don't see any troubles for us karatekas to fight in MMA. I see the advantages that we have above them. And we can easily use it because they don't use it. But when the problem is when we start to train with different physical conditioning and with another techniques, we forget about what we have in karate. And we don't even and we don't use this. That's what I see in karate combat. Many athletes who are now fighting there, they don't use their skills, their karate skills. They just start to fight, and they don't use karate. That's the bad thing about that. And that's why this karate combat, it has no difference. These are just fights. There is no karate. Just combat. So that's a little bit embarrassing, but I don't care much about this, being honest.
it's always good to be honest. So Stanislav, we all saw the images of you, I think it was in February 2022. I might have the date wrong. We saw images of you dressed in uniform, heading off to serve your country due to the invasion of Russia. Could you describe what that time period was like for you and what impact it's had on your life since then?
Well, it was a difficult period. The first month was crazy. Well, I'm a soldier by the contract, so of course, since the first day I was there at the military base, starting to get all the preparations in case there will be the need to go and fight. But luckily for me, our commanders, they didn't send me to the fight zone, to the fight area. And actually, this is the general state policy that they don't use athletes who can be useful in at the media field. They don't use them as the soldiers. And so most of the athletes, those who are fighting there, they are volunteers. They fight there as a volunteers. Since I'm a soldier by the contract, I cannot go there by myself. So I was obliged to stay there at the base and perform the commands, orders that I was given. So this is it. This is how it is. About what to say about like mental state was hard. Like first week I was totally concentrated. I felt nothing but full concentration and readiness, no fear, was ready to do everything. But they kept us on the base and didn't send anywhere. We were just patrolling the territory in our city, finding anything, looking for something suspicious. I don't know.
And how did that make you feel? Were you relieved about that? Were you frustrated? Were you just
Of course, so
accepting of it?
I was frustrated, but especially the first 2 or 3 days, I was very nervous because of my wife and my son. And until they crossed the border, then I was feeling very relaxed. And then I asked because they were safe. And then I was ready to fight. I asked my commander to send me to that region, and he said, "Well, I can send you, but you don't know nothing, and if something happens with you, I will be responsible, so I cannot send you there." So that's why I decided to because I could not do nothing, so that's why I decided to help the army. I started to volunteer, and as the first decision was to sell my Olympic medal to raise up some funds and to give it to the charity funds and to support the army. So my Olympic medal went back to Japan for $20,500.
Wow, that's an amazing gesture.
So we bought something. I don't know even what did they buy, but they buy something, or this thermal vision cameras, or some drones. I don't know. This is not easy. This is not, no, you I feel so much uncomfortable when I ask people to donate, when I ask people to help with what they have or what they can do. Well, that's for me, this is because the whole life I used to do everything by myself. I hate to ask for the help, but in this situation, I was forced to do this, and this is also a stress.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Would be nice if those people who are watching us, listening to us, if they can donate. There is my PayPal in my bio, like horuna.stas@gmail.com. So Every dollar will be used for, if not for military purposes, then for to help those who suffered from this military invasion.
Well, we can put links in the show, and we can get some details from you and put those out to all the listeners. I'm sure everyone would love to do what they can to support you guys. What do you feel you might have learned about yourself in the last year dealing with the situation back home, and also, performing almost your best recently in the US? Quite a journey to have gone through. What things have you learned about yourself?
I don't know. What did I learn by myself? No, I'm just empty. That year was very intensive in different ways, and I'm just empty, and still now for me it's difficult to commentate something because all my emotions and thoughts were burnt out. It regards to the normal life, and it also regards the sport life. And now I just plan. I'm just planning and to thinking about the things I have to do. Not about what I want to do, but what I have to do, to which way to move, how to build up the new life, and so on. I don't have much emotions about anything I do, about any people I meet. So I don't know. Like just I feel nothing. That's it.
Sounds like a really tough place to be.
It's a tough place, I don't know. Luckily, I live on the west of Ukraine, and we are lucky. We don't feel that destruction that we have on the east of Ukraine. But the situation in general, and people in general, they make this environment that you live in, the surrounding, your surrounding, it has changed. And of course, first months were very emotional, and probably that burned me out from the inside. And
Yeah,
well,
I'm sure.
I don't know. To reconsider my situation, first of all, I need to have some vacations, probably, if that's possible, and then if I can come back to normal life again, then I will tell you how this how all this story, what it did, what it taught me, and what I have learned from it. But for right now, I can't tell you.
I saw that you, despite all the, all the circumstances, and the hardships, you managed to get some competition in last year, but I presume there's a whole new set of challenges facing you as an athlete, at the present time.
Yeah, it was difficult. First of all, it was difficult to concentrate because first 2 months I forgot about the trainings. I forgot that I'm karateka. And then in April, in the end of April, the situation became more clear, and we started to realize what is the situation on the battlefield. And then we slowly started to get back to work. We started some trainings. One per week, two per weeks, and we started slowly to prepare for the European Championship. And well, as for me, it was bad for me, but then I realized that there is just 1 month left before the World Games, and I left to another city in Ukraine, and I had my preparation 2 weeks preparation with my friends from other clubs. They are also national team members, And yeah, 2 weeks of preparation in Ukraine. Then we went to USA, to Birmingham.
Yeah.
And there we had also 2 weeks of preparation. So together 1 month of preparation. And I think I performed quite well. I got silver this time, but the performance, you know, sometimes performance is more important than the result itself. And I enjoyed the feedback from that competition. I enjoyed the fights. I love when I can give the emotions of from spectating of my fights.
Yeah.
When people say that they enjoyed my fights, this is the best feedback I can have.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you mentioned before that the since being Olympian, it's different before being an Olympian to after being an Olympian. I also saw on your Instagram that you're on a TV show in the Ukraine that looked like our version of Strictly Come Dancing or something like that. Could you tell us a little bit about your TV experience?
Yeah, it was just a year ago, but it seems for me it seems like it was in like another previous life. You know, I almost forgot what was there, because it seems for me it was so long ago. But it was a nice show. It was Dancing with the Stars. It's an American project, and yeah, I went there right like after 2 or 3 weeks after I came back from Olympic Games from Japan.
Yeah.
I moved to another city, to Kyiv, where this project was filmed. Yeah, it was interesting, very interesting experience, because I never did this before. And
yeah.
All these decorations, all these celebrities, you know, all these cameras, TV interview, all these dressings, lights, music. Well, that's another life. That's totally another life. I like it, of course, but that's another life, and there are another rules, another people, different mentality, another way of communication, you know, between people, another psychology and philosophy in general. Interesting, stressful, of course, for me, because I'm not that type of people, but I enjoyed much, and I learned a lot from that.
Awesome.
From dancing
awesome.
And from participating.
How are your dancing skills? How are your dancing skills?
I don't know. I still can't be sure I can dance. Well, I can perform if they teach me, you know, I can repeat what they show me. If somebody works with me, then I can follow. But I still cannot dance by myself. Well, maybe if nobody looks at me, then yes.
No one's looking, yeah. Awesome,
no,
awesome.
Parties are still not my tatami, no.
Yeah. So Stanislav, you're currently in Portugal. You're teaching seminars over there over the next couple of days in Kumite. You know, so I wish you every success with that. I'm sure everyone who's going to those courses will have a fantastic time and learn a huge amount. I hope we get to see you competing this year. I know that's probably not a top priority for you given the circumstances back home, but you know, it's always great to see you compete and fight. You're always entertaining, and it's always great to talk to you as well. So thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Ben, for your questions. Yeah,
I wish you every success and happiness.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Pleasure, man.